بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, we are continuing with the discussion pertaining to the Battle of Tabuk, and particularly the refusal of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, from taking part in this expedition. And a few verses back we had mentioned the incident of a person by the name of Jadd bin Qais, who was also a munafiq, a hypocrite. His kufr was hidden, and he was portraying an outer form of Islam. And therefore he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he offered a very feeble excuse for not wanting to take part in this battle. And what he had said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was that, "I am a person who is easily enchanted by women. I am unable to hold myself back when it comes to women and their beauty. And therefore I fear that if I have to join this expedition, which is moving in the direction of the Roman lands, and we reach there, and I now see the Roman women who are fair-skinned, who are beautiful, then I will not be able to hold myself back. I may then fall into some act of transgression. And therefore I feel it is best if I stay behind." So as we had mentioned previously, that this was just an outer show or display of what he thought was taqwa, consciousness of Allah, or what he tried to portray to people. But in reality, this was nothing but an excuse, and displayed his reluctance to take part in this expedition. This very same person, Jadd bin Qais, now comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and offers his monetary assistance, that I will not come, but I will give some monetary assistance, something that the mujahideen will be able to spend when they go out in the path of Allah. And he thought that this would now absolve him of his duty. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructs Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform this person that his contribution will not be accepted. قُلْ, say to him, أَنْفِقُوا, or say to them, أَنْفِقُوا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا لَنْ يُتَقَبَّلَ مِنْكُمْ, that spend whatever you want, willingly or unwillingly. It will never be accepted from you. إِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ, indeed you are a group of people that are always transgressing. And then Allah explains the reason for their contribution being rejected. وَمَا مَنَعَهُمْ أَن تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ. Allah says that there is nothing stopping their contribution, their charity, from being accepted, except that they have disbelieved in Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the primary reason that they are offering this donation or contribution, but they're doing so on the basis or on the back of kufr, of disbelief. وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الصَّلَاةَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَى. And when it comes to the primary action in the life of a believer, which is the performance of salah, then they do not approach salah except in a very lazy fashion. With a don't care attitude, they come to salah. Of course, they would still come to the masjid, and they would read salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they would do so without giving it its due importance. وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ. And they do not contribute or spend in the path of Allah except very reluctantly, very grudgingly, because they are forced to keep up appearances. So when it comes to the outer acts of deen, of Islam, then they do so half-heartedly. They do not put their complete effort into it, whether it be salah, whether it be spending in the path of Allah. And this is because of their disbelief. They do not have true iman. This becomes the reason for their contribution being rejected, their donation being rejected. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam here is instructed to tell this to them very, very clearly and openly. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the sahaba radiallahu anhum, and by extension the rest of us, that when we see people like this who do not have iman, and they are constantly in the disobedience of Allah, their lives are full of transgression, full of sin, and yet we see they have many material possessions as far as their worldly comforts are concerned, then they seem to be enjoying the best of this world. And therefore the thought can go through the mind that how is it that Allah is allowing these people to enjoy so much of dunya, whereas they're rejecting Allah, they're disobeying Allah, and yet I am striving to be a good person, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet I also come across difficult times. I do not enjoy that much of dunya as these people enjoy. So Allah says, فَلَا تُعْجِبْكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُهُمْ. When it comes to these outer comforts of the world, then their wealth and their progeny, their children, their families, should not cause you to become amazed, or should not surprise you, and you should not allow these thoughts to cross through your mind. Why? إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Because Allah's intention is to eventually punish them in this worldly life by means of their wealth and their children. وَتَزْهَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And ultimately, that their souls will then depart in a condition where they have rejected Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, this is known as istidraj. Allah gives a person things of this world, whether it be wealth, or whether it be family. He gives a person many children, and outwardly this person's empire seems to be growing, but Allah is just leading him on. And eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will pull the rug from under his feet, and this person's entire empire will come crashing down, and then he has more to lose. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing them to benefit, or allowing them to enjoy the things of this world, and in this way he leads them on. They become, they are lulled into a false sense of security, and they do not then make tawbah and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore at times it is actually in our interest, in our favor, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not give us. Sometimes a person may feel, why is Allah not opening doors for me as far as my worldly progress is concerned? Sometimes, of course, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for ease, and we ask Allah to bless us with abundance, with barakat, with blessings. But sometimes when Allah withholds from a person, this is actually in our best interests, because the person is then constantly turning to Allah, he's making dua to Allah, he's begging Allah to help him, and he does not lose focus, he does not become infatuated with his wealth, and allow this to now divert him from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُمْ لَمِنْكُمْ. Finally Allah says that these hypocrites will take oaths in the name of Allah. They will swear by Allah that they are part of your group. وَمَا هُمْ مِنْكُمْ. The reality is that they have nothing to do with you. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ يَفْرَقُونَ. Rather, they are a group that has fear within their hearts. They are afraid to expose their true condition to you. And this is why they portray themselves as Muslims. But in reality, their hatred or their disinclination from deen, from Islam is such, Allah says if they can find any way out, any escape, or any place to go to where they will not be under your rule and under the so-called confines of Islam, then they will do so. لَوْ يَجِدُونَ مَلْجَأً أَوْ مَغَارَاتٍ أَوْ مُدَّخَلًا. Allah says if they find any place of refuge, be it even a cave in some mountain, or مُدَّخَلًا, or a tunnel to burrow into the ground, لَوَلَّوْا إِلَيْهِ وَهُمْ يَجْمَحُونَ. And this will now take them away from Islam, away from the clutches of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then whichever escape they find, لَوَلَّوْا إِلَيْهِ, they will hasten towards it. And how does Allah describe this? وَهُمْ يَجْمَحُونَ. Like an unbridled horse, a horse with the bridle has been taken off, and the reins have been taken off, and this animal is now free to run. So the moment it realizes it is no longer tied up, and it is no longer restricted, it will now run ahead at full speed, trying to escape the clutches of the person who had previously kept it. So in the very same way, these munafiqeen, these hypocrites, the moment they get a chance to move away from you, to move away from obedience to you, they will do so. In reality, they have no loyalty and no inclination towards Islam. As we mentioned before, my dear brothers, these verses or these passages which we find throughout the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights the attributes of the munafiqeen, of the hypocrites. This is not just to continue harping on about these people and their evil and their characteristics, but the intention is that the rest of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah, including us, take lesson, take heed from this, that these characteristics and qualities should not be found within our lives, and we should not shortchange Allah when it comes to our iman and our a'mal. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil.